You're listening to SBS News.
In reality, Germany had nothing to lose coming into match day 3 of 3 of the group stages of the Women's World Cup, having already secured a place in the round of 16. But that didn't seem to hold the side back from an outstanding performance against South Africa in Montpellier, recording a 4-0 win. Midfielder Melanie Leupolz got the game moving for Germany with a score in the 14th minute before two more goals extended the side's lead to 3-0 just before half-time. Another goal was scored just after half-time, all but ensuring Germany is a danger heading into the next round. Coach Martina Vos Tecklenburg says while she's pleased with her side's performance so far, she believes they can improve.
There are also things that I didn't quite like so much. The trainer's never 100% satisfied. I think there are still momentums within the match. We are trying to go for the more difficult solution, and this is probably something that we can still work on and that we know how to deal with.
Germany's next game will be in Grenoble on Sunday against a third-place team from either Group A, C or D. South Africa's first ever World Cup appearance has come to an end. Coach Desiree Ellis says she's proud of the team's performance.
I think we attracted a lot of fans and we were very grateful for the South African fans that came out to watch our games and many back home that watched on television. But we always knew it was going to be a challenge. But we're happy with the performance, but not the results. If we consistently play at the highest level, you know, we compete, we'll get better and better. And who knows, the sky's the limit for this team.
It was a different story over in Le Havre, where had either Spain or China lost the match, it could have been uncertain as to whether they would make the round of 16. Luckily for both teams, a nil-all draw means Spain claims second place in the group and China moves through due to it being among the best four sides to place third in the groups. Spanish coach Jorge Vilda says he's proud of his side making it to the round of 16 for the very first time.
Spain is making things difficult for every opponent that they face. You've seen us play against Germany. We were really close to winning that one. And China, and with China it was more difficult. But of course, we'll look at things with perspective. We've also played these teams in the friendlies, and this is the performance that we have.
The bad news for Spain is that they'll likely face the world's number one side, the United States, next Tuesday. But Vilda is confident his side has what it takes to beat the US.
Playing against the best team in the world for the first time made us understand what playing against such fast and players with great technique within a well-learned system would mean, especially this is something we've studied. This is a game where any small detail can change things.
China PR coach Chia Sutran is also pleased with his side's efforts. Chia knows the next game will be challenging and is pushing his players to try their best.
We need to put 200% of our efforts, and we need to do it in a concerted way. So that's all what I have thought about. And also, I think although it was a draw, we got one score. And this means we have the opportunity to continue in the next level. And we have opportunities, we still have hope. That's why I'm so touched by our players' efforts and spirit.
China will next face either the winners of Group D on Monday or the winners of Group C on Wednesday. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.